Hello, hello. What's happening, Hornets? Welcome back to the Bryant Media Podcast. My name is Eli Hill, and with me today I have...
Mia Simone Parker.
And...
Haven Golage.
How's y'all's day been today?
Pretty good, actually.
Pretty good?
I didn't want to come back.
It was a Monday.
You didn't want to come back?
No, I like the break.
Very nice. Thanksgiving break has that certain feel to it that you just can't get anywhere else.
Finally caught up on a lot of Netflix shows, so
that's
good.
Nice. That's good. I mean, you can't have that on the backlog. So today's topic is going to be about the 1X that we recently went and did right before Thanksgiving break.
Ooh.
We went and went to Russellville to perform and everything.
Yes.
But before we get to that, I want to talk about the very beginning of the year, right?
When
we first did auditions and everything.
Yeah.
So, Mia, you're one of the directors.
I am.
Haven, you're one of the main actors in it. So I want to ask y'all about the audition process from both the director point of view and from the, you know, the actor point of view. So, Mia, what made you want to choose to do Henry's Law along with Shelby?
So we actually went through a lot of plays, and Henry's Law was sort of decided on last. We had read it last year.
Yeah.
And what kind of made us decide on it, one, was that it was a small cast, and we liked that intimate workspace, especially because neither of us had ever directed before. And it just has a very powerful message, and I feel like it's really relevant to today, even though, you know, some things like the Facebook are outdated. The core of it being about cyber media and, like, the bullying is so relevant. And we were kind of like, we like the small cast, we like the story, it's a simple script that we can do in the short amount of time that we have. And it's emotional and it has a pack to it, and it gets a reaction from the audience, which is really what you want with a show.
For those of who don't know, can you explain a little bit of the synopsis of Henry's Law, about what it's about?
So Henry's Law is about a high schooler named Max Bernstein, who's incredibly smart and very shy because of it. And he has begun tutoring probably one of the most popular girls at this high school named Sarah. She's dating the wrestler and his name is Jason. She ends up kissing him because she ends up liking him, Sarah does, and it sort of backfires on Max as Jason finds out, and Max is gay and does not want to kiss Sarah, and that's also a point of contingency, is the internal embarrassment that he feels at that you want to see the struggle of, and so it's a very sad play. He does end up dying at the end through suicide due to the high amount of cyberbullying that people are saying about him. They're photoshopping photos. And so it ends with Max's funeral and sort of everyone just saying, you know, you don't realize the impact someone has until they're gone.
And then we have Haven over here just sitting quietly in the corner. How was it? Did you want to be Annie from the beginning?
Interestingly, I read the script first and I didn't really read much of it. I just kind of knew about the characters. And at first I was like, I want to be Sarah, which obviously I'm the perfect Annie. I could never play Sarah. Sam did an amazing job at that. But I went in and read the script one day and Shelby was like really dogging on me to read it. And I was like, whoa, like I think I could do a good job at Annie. So I went in and I read for it. And I really just think that I'm very honored to be able to play her.
So we had 3 1-acts at the beginning of the year, each directed by different people. There was Fire Exit, there was Viral, and then there was obviously Henry's Law. How was the process and rehearsals at the beginning of the year? Because, I mean, some of the people we just met at the beginning of the year, like Cameron and Sam and everything. So how was it interacting with them? And both of y'all can answer at this, if you want to.
Well, with Cameron, it was kind of just like, we see Cameron as like a little brother, you know, like this is his first year at Bryant, really, like at the high school. And like we met him and we just took him in. Like he's literally the easiest to work with. He's so nice. He's so funny. And so that kind of thing, like it was really easy to like make that connection and like have that brother-sister relationship. And with Sam, and like she did amazing. Like their chemistry, we worked on that a lot. And I'm very impressed with like how much they got done. And Forrest is literally so the opposite of his character. That was probably the hardest thing that we had to work on with Forrest because, like, he's not a jerk, and Jason is a jerk. He made a lot of progress.
It was interesting for me because anyone who's ever gotten the privilege of seeing Shelby and I together know that we just have a very interesting dynamic, and wasn't exactly sure how that was going to come across with the new people. Obviously, I known Haven, and we had previously gotten really close over the summer. And so I wasn't worried about that. But in all honesty, Cameron sort of came in a little bit late to stage. And we had already had a cast picked out before Cameron auditioned. And then he came in and we just like not fell in love, obviously. He's like a little brother. We were like, oh my God, we're adopting him.
Perfect.
He can be in no one else's show. He has to be in ours.
We're claiming him.
We're claiming him. And so I just kind of went in there and I was like, I'm going to mess around with them to make them feel more comfortable. And I think that helped. From my point of view, it helped. And it was just very interesting to sort of meld with them, because in like that sort of leadership role, like it's very different from like editor in the yearbook. That's more so of like a helper role, even though like you're quote unquote above. But in there, it's truly like you're the one in charge. It's all up to you. And Mr. Clay was so gracious enough to let us do so much of it by ourselves. But we all got along so well. And like, it was kind of insane. And Austin, too, who did lights for us.
It was really nice. I really enjoyed me and Shelby's directing, too, because I'm, like, I've never been in that many shows. But they let us have freedom and, like, do what we wanted with our characters. And it was more of like, hey, this is a suggestion. Maybe think about this, you know. But it was never like, hey, I don't like that. Do it differently. But if it was, it was very kind. And everybody in there felt like we found a place. Like, we have a whole group chat. We talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really like a family. Like, we all became very close throughout the weeks that we had to spend together on this.
Jumping the gun a little bit back to more recently when I was added as the set.
And we love you
the
too,
lone
Eli.
Set
Yay,
guy.
Eli!
Watching y'all do rehearsals and everything, and watching the interactivity between y'all is so amazing to watch, because y'all are so close and everything. I never saw anyone get mad at each other, or there were, even if something was brought up, it was settled very quickly. Because like, y'all are like one big family and y'all can understand and talk to each other.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of shows and I think it helped that we did pick a show with it's four people. Yeah. It's a very small cast. Even when you add crew, we added three more people, you, Taylor, and Austin. It does help that we have all been friends for a while, but there was truly no arguments. And I think it's a testament to just, we picked really good people and very, very mature and talented people to work with.
So going back a little bit to the performance, because we all did the 3-1 acts on one day.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So stressful.
Y'all were the last show.
Yes.
What, were y'all happy with the audience reaction y'all got from performing it?
Ansley Clay.
Yes.
Her, Jalen Thomas, and Tanner Oglesby were all sitting by each other. And they...
Trouble.
They made that audience reaction. We fought for the last slot. We didn't want to go first. We were the longest show, so we didn't want to go in the middle. And we're like, we want to be the closer. And I think it worked so well, because the three shows are paced so differently. And they just, hearing them laugh, because Shelby and I got to sit in the audience, and hearing like the people laugh and like being able to look over and like see people with tears in their eyes, like it brought tears to my eyes, because I was like, oh my God, this is like my child. Mm-hmm. And I could not be more pleased. And it was like cloud nine, was just seeing people receive it the way we wanted and obviously taking the message to heart.
And it was great too, because like, as an actor or actress, whatever you want to say, same thing. it was really nice to be able to make people laugh and make people cry. Like, there's a few scenes where I do something really funny, but then you have like the last scene with Max while he is contemplating if he wants to kill himself or not, you know. That scene was such a hard scene to do, and there was many days that I was just like, I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but I did. And I saw, like, to be able to come after that performance and like hear things from people, like my dad, he was like brought to tears and like things like that. It felt really good to know that, and I really did appreciate like all of the love and support that I got after the show.
I think y'all did a great job.
Thank you.
That's my opinion, but also judging by the audience reaction, y'all did a great job. All right, I want to get into some of the funny bits that I like to do. First of all, I want to ask, what do you think the funniest thing that happened during a rehearsal? Either, whether it be from the beginning of the year or from...
Well,
oh God,
with
there's
this,
so many.
So let's see. Well, there was one day so we have this scene where Max has his chemistry books out and they're flipped to like certain pages. So Austin suggested that me and Cameron have our page on the same thing or whatever. And me and Cameron both look up and we're like, doesn't matter. But like, it wasn't rude or anything. Like, we weren't saying it rudely, but we said that the same time, like the same tone. It was so weird. I was just like, oh, like, get out of my head.
Like brother and sister.
Yeah,
outside.
Like it. Like,
they
mean,
also both flipped to the same page at the same time at one point.
Me and Cameron did a lot of things, like, and we like fight like brother and sister. Like, he would be like, Haven did this. I'm like, oh, I'm telling Mia. Like, it was very like that kind of like, I really enjoyed having that, you know? Cause like, I have a brother of my own and I love him to death. But then it was nice to have like another brother that I don't have to go to home to every day. You
that
know?
Was a funny part is everyone coming to tattle to me.
Yeah.
Mia's
the mom.
I don't know how that happened, but apparently it did. Oh God. There were so many funny moments. But probably this was when you were at it, and we were all so delirious this rehearsal. And I just sat, and we all started doing the Macarena. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Forrest did it behind the curtain out of the video.
Forrest did it behind the curtain. Cameron has a video of me doing it. But at the end of that rehearsal, we played like the Granny Says game. I don't know.
Like the mom. Yeah. And then, because the Squid Game show came out. And I told Mia, I was like,
we know the show.
We should do Red Light Green Light.
I was like, I could win. And she was like, no, you would lose first. And I was like, oh, yeah. So we played a whole game and I didn't lose.
And
so.
Mother May I is what it was called.
Mother May I, yeah.
We played that
because we just, and it's not necessarily to do with the show. Probably the funniest show moment is.
That was going to be my next question. Sorry. What do you think the funniest thing during the performance?
Cameron and Sam have a scene together. It's the second scene where he's tutoring her. And they forgot their lines. This was in the first night of one act. So not the Thespians performance, but our original one act performance.
The beginning of the year.
Yes. I don't know who dropped a line. I can't even remember at this point. That's on them. It's not my job to learn their lines. And there was like this awkward silence. And Shelby and I had been like holding hands, like squeezing each other's hands during the show. And we're like, oh no. And then Cameron just goes, like, not in the script at all. He just looks over and he's like, you're on the wrong page. And flips it for her. And everyone busted out laughing. A fully improvised line to just fill the space. And
you gotta love those
improv
lines.
Shout out to Cameron. Cameron also got nominated as an All-State actor for this.
Yes, today we got our scores back for the ones that we did right before Thanksgiving break.
Yeah.
Yes. So proud of Cameron. Sam also nominated All-State actress.
You and Shelby got nominated for what, best director?
Outstanding.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Something with directors.
Something with directors.
If we're talking about
nomination, apparently.
If we're talking about the show, like something that happened, I have a scene with Forrest, which is pretty funny, you know. And whenever we were doing it the one act night, we had our thing set up, and you know, like, it was the black box, so it's pretty intense, like there's people all around you. So like before the scene started, I was kind of, you know, dancing behind my block, just getting into character, and like Ansley Clay was laughing her head off. Like, it was so fun to be able to do that. And that whole scene with Forrest, like, that's my favorite scene to do. And Forrest gets so uncomfortable too, and like it just makes me so happy.
He hated being mean.
He did, but
he didn't like being Jason.
No.
I mean, he had fun.
Yeah.
That's what he says to us anyway. But it was just so funny.
So right after the one act at the beginning of the year, we moved on to 12 Angry Jurors. Focused on that for all of October and the very beginning of November. But y'all's, right before we focused on that, y'all's got selected to go to the one act.
Ooh,
we did.
We had the amount of people to do with Thespians.
Mm-hmm.
So
thankfully.
Thankfully. So y'all got selected, hired me as the set crew member.
We did.
The
lone
set crew member.
Thankfully.
And then I abducted Forrest to be my second.
And you did an amazing job,
and
Eli.
And he painted all of our boxes.
He did.
I did do that.
Because our set changes before we had Eli were rough. They were like solid 2 minutes.
Whenever we were doing the one acts there, like the scene right before the ending scene.
The actors had to move.
Me and Cameron had to move these blocks. And he was just standing there like that, you know, emoji that just kind of stands there. And I was like, are we doing it? And Cameron's just kind of standing there. It was kind of an awkward moment. And then we changed the scene, but it was a visible pause. Like, we looked confused because we were. So that was kind of like, whoo. But then we got Eli, and it all got better. So
thank you. Thank you for stroking my ego.
You're welcome.
Of course. Anytime.
So y'all got selected to go to the 1X, and then y'all had to do re-rehearsals. And I want to ask, how was it going from the 1X to a completely different show, back to having to relearn everything?
So from a director's point of view, I wanted to like tear my hair out. We completely switched stages. We blocked the show for a black box,
which is
you have an audience all the way around you except for one side, so you can play to three different walls instead of just panning out to the audience like you would in Love Auditorium.
Yeah.
So we had to switch to that, and we did not want to reblock the show. We just really didn't, because they had learned that. By then, everyone had forgotten their lines, which is fair. It had been a while.
And learning new lines for a show.
And learning new lines for children.
It was very interesting because, like, we had the one act, and I was like, one act, one act, one act. And then it was 12 Angry Jurors. And then, done with that, back to one act. It was like, you had to, like, relearn your character. And, like, so that took a minute. But then once we did, it was fine. Yeah. But
We got to explore more, which was nice.
Yeah.
And I think some new, really good character choices came out of getting to do it. It was just, you know, stressful putting it with bigger lights. And we added sound cues, which we completely left out of the one acts, because quite honestly, we forgot they were there.
Yeah.
They're more of a suggestion. But we really wanted that. And then adding the scene changes and making sure we had all of that. And I thought we had to do it like normal thespians and no props and all black. And then Jay Clay was like, no, you can have your costumes and props. And I was like, oh, God, we have to go re-get all the props that, like, I gave all those test tubes back.
Get Usher again. Inside joke. So.
It's actually Justin Bieber, but,
yeah, that's true. Sorry. I wanted to ask, what do you think the biggest change between the beginning of the year and now was in the show? What biggest change in the show that you think happened?
Characterization.
Yes.
We really worked on y'all's character. I think that's some of the biggest things that we worked on those past few months. We wanted to see the internal struggle in the actors more, which is a very hard thing to betray, hence internal. but just being able to get that across to the audience, I think that was the biggest change, was finding that, as well as adjusting to having to go backstage and not just behind a curtain and, like, being quiet.
I think for me, like, being able to play Annie, like, when I first said it was just kind of, you know, like, I knew what I wanted from Annie. But, like, when we did it again, I found, like, so many new things about her when I reread the script and so many different things. And I was just, what, you have something to say?
Mia, you're cracking up over there.
We learned that we had been reading one of the lines wrong the entire time. None of us got the joke. We thought it was a different joke than it was.
That was
and
a
we
lot
were reading
more
it over.
Vulgar.
It's a, like, it was a line of Jason's that none
Halloween
of us.
Halloween costume.
Yeah, Halloween costume. And we never got that he was putting the emphasis that he had been wearing a bikini. We thought that he, like, had gone in a couple's costume with his guy best friend, and that was the joke. So was doing the scene completely wrong when the whole thing is that he doesn't want his girlfriend thinking that he's gay because he wore a bikini for Halloween.
And then rereading the script with Mr. Clay with us, he actually explained what it
was. Yes, we had to have our teacher.
And everybody was so shook.
We were not prepared for that.
And after, like, the second time, I have this scene with Cameron where I'm basically yelling at him, telling him that he ruined my life, and which isn't totally unlike me. But it was very interesting after that first time, because when I did that, it was kind of like, I don't know. But after I did it on that stage, like, I just got so into my character and I just went off on Cameron. And it wasn't even like I was trying to be rude. I was just like, whoa, like, Annie just came out of me, and she just, it was amazing.
Annie.
Yeah, like, it. You find so many new things about your character, and it's so fun to be able to explore that.
So we did rehearsals. We got everything. We got all the props, got all the set pieces, and we all loaded into a bus. And we traveled 2 hours? I don't know how
long.
Too long to Russellville.
It was too long for all of us to be in the short bus together.
Yes.
With all of the blocks taking up so many seats.
Yeah.
I think a block fell on me a few times.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, I sat it by my brother Cameron, you know? And then he didn't talk to me the whole ride.
And then you move seats. And
then I moved seats and then he started talking. I was like, bro. But he claims that his AirPod died.
It was a fun bonding time.
Yeah.
So I want to talk. We got.
Sorry.
What'd you do?
I'm thinking about exposed.
Oh.
We played some fun games too.
We played some mobile games on the way there.
Yeah.
And it
we really got to know each other pretty well.
We got to know each other very well.
Yes.
So we got to Russellville, and then we watched some shows, which all of them I think were really good.
They were.
Yes.
Most of them were funny.
Yes.
Ours was not funny.
Yes.
Well,
some parts, but not really.
And then we got up and we performed. Do you think it was different performing in front of that audience compared to the audience at the beginning of the year?
Well, mostly, like, with the audience at the beginning of the year, I knew the people in my crowd. Like, I knew, like, Bryant alumni. I knew my teachers. I knew my family. I knew my friends' parents. Like, it was, like, it felt more, like, at home, and you were comfortable, and you knew that no matter how you performed, those people would accept you. But at Russellville, it was a different field, you know? You go in, and you're like, I have to be my best. And you're never going to see these people again. So if you do mess up, hey, whatever. But at the same time, it's like you feel like you have to put on more of a show just because you want to do your best. And it was just that drive, like that adrenaline. And it's just like pumping in you, and you're like, yeah, I got to do good. Like, it was just very fun to be able to perform in front of all those people and getting laughs from the judges. And it's also kind of intimidating when you do have judges like sitting in the front row, but you get that first laugh and that first aw, and then, you know, you're like, wait, maybe I am doing pretty good. Like, so it's very reassuring to have those.
You could feel as soon as you walked in that it was a competition.
Yeah.
Because at the end, you know, you go there to have fun, but it is, you know, you want a good score.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you don't want to laugh at other people's plays because you don't want them getting good scores on audience reaction, you know? And but everyone feels too awkward too. I know for Shelby and I, we were sitting in the sound and light booth.
Y'all were actually out in the audience.
We were actually out in the audience, thankfully. We did not want to, they were like, oh, you can wait backstage. And we were like, no. And seeing it from there was just so different. And like, I could see the judges because I was behind the judges, and I'm guessing it was judge three, throwing her head back and cackling was such a fun highlight because you don't get to see that in the black box with the way that it's set up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there you could just see everything. There was also a school behind us, and I could tell they were trying not to laugh, but they kept chuckling, and I was like, yeah, y'all better laugh.
We got you on camera.
We had one after that about middle school, and I think most of us kind of related with, like, the things they were talking about. So
I left.
That was pretty interesting, too. It was like, oh, fun, middle school. And we were all, like, laughing and, like, enjoying that, too. So it was fun to, like, you know, watch the other plays. But obviously, we wanted to win. So, you know.
Yeah.
I feel the need to preface. There's not a first place.
No, it's not like.
It's mainly just about having fun.
Yeah.
You want a good score, but it's about watching other shows and being a part of theater and everything.
Yeah. You just get 15 minutes to set up, so everyone's tense.
Yeah. Oh, we were rushing. We thought it was going to take way longer to light one scene, and then we got done with it. And we're like, what do we do now?
Yeah. We're like, oh.
I will say, it was very weird to get dressed. Like, I have, like, about 3 changes I have to do. And there were some people backstage, and I was like, So I, like, I had to, like, run to the very, very back curtain so that nobody, like, saw me take off all of my clothes.
The wonderful world of theater.
Yes. But that was the only thing that was, like, kind of annoying and, like, different from Bryant. It was still fine. It worked. It was great. I got changed in all my scenes. And
that's good. I thank you for joining me for this.
Of course.
Thank you for having us.
This has been very fun having you on the podcast with me. And I think that's going to wrap up today's episode. So I've been Eli Hill, and with me I've had
Mia Simone Parker
and
Haven Gulledge.
And this has been What's Happening Hornets.